America has a new president. Today, Barack Obama will be sworn in as the 44th president of the United States. His election marks a historic first for the nation. He becomes the first biracial chief executive and comes to office promising a new vision for the nation based on the twin pillars of hope and change. When Barack Obama lifts his hand and takes the oath of office, he will inherit a nation facing more fear and uncertainty than any generation since the 1930s. What should be his first priority? Where should his focus be as he places his hand on the Bible? Were he to open the pages of that book, he would find many words that could give him direction and encouragement as president. Perhaps none are more appropriate than the words spoken by Solomon when he became king of Israel. God came to Solomon in a vision, and he said to Solomon, "Ask, what shall I give you?" Solomon's reply showed the first mark of a true leader, humility. Solomon knew his power came from God and that he lacked the wisdom to guide his nation. Solomon also acknowledged that he was as, quote, a little child. He said, "I do not know how to go out or to come in." So Solomon made this request. "Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?" Now that would be the place to start for the new president. To that end, we encourage all of our readers to pray for the success of the new president, to pray for wisdom and that he has the understanding to make the right decisions. His success, after all, will be the success of the nation, we hope and pray. The Apostle Paul encouraged prayers for kings and for all who were in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. So join us in prayers for this new president. And finally, pray with us, "Your kingdom come." Pray for the full restoration of all good things of God to this earth. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep watching.